Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here he is again. Going through some traffic. Still going. Bowers, touchdown, Georgia. Wow.
Yeah, Brock Bowers is a hell of a player. I mean, he's going to be playing. You can see NFL teams salivating over this guy already. But they got a couple of years to wait before they're going to get a chance to get their hands on him. Georgia's got to get the ball downfield, though. I mean, they just can't, you know, you target your tight end 16 times. That's just not going to work. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Kia Studios as we talk about the 24 days away from the semifinals where it's still an Alabama world because Alabama's now number one seed. Though I would say, and Bryce Young's about to win the Heisman, Hugh, that there are some Michigan fans, just trolling, we'll get to your calls in just a moment here. There's some Michigan fans who are on the Twitter here. They're mad
about
that they didn't get the number one seed.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Listen, I understand they're still reveling in the fact that they finally beat Ohio State. But hold up, Michigan fans, y'all need to slow down, playboy, playgirl. Y'all just beat Big Brother. Y'all just beat Big Brother. Big Brother been spanking y'all for like 10 straight. Like, so just pump your brakes just a little bit. Enjoy it while it lasts because probably won't be the same next year. Once those fire breathers go to the NFL, it's going to go back to status quo. Maybe. Who knows? So just, you know, humble yourselves, like they say it all the time. Humble yourselves a little bit now. Humble yourselves. You'll get to pick where you get to go. You happy to be there. Because you just won a street fight against your big brother.
And this is a tough game for Tom Crean, the Georgia basketball coach. Don't ask him about it. I mean, who's he rooting for? I mean, what do you say?
What do you mean? Well, you better listen. This is one of those situations. Well, who signed your checks?
But who do you go home to?
Who signed your checks?
Who do you go home to?
What do you mean, who you go home to, John?
You go home to Jim Harbaugh's sister. That's who
so
you go home to.
So guess what? Jim Harbaugh's sister family. Spending the money that Georgia helped putting on the tank. Come on, man. Stop that.
Nah,
stop.
Man. You rooting against my brother?
Hey, John Friggin. Like Orr just said, Georgia money bought them groceries.
Yeah,
Georgia money bought that.
You rooting against my brother? Don't you root against my brother?
Hey, Georgia money bought that Tesla you might be potentially driving or whatever it is you're driving. Woman, you better go on with that. They'll be all right. They'll talk the next holiday dinner, holiday get-together.
Yeah, right, exactly. How much faith do you have in Dan Lanning being able to adjust because he couldn't get any pressure? I mean, no sacks, no forced turnovers, no interceptions, no nothing from that defense. I mean, nothing from that defense in that game. How much faith do you have as a Georgia fan that Dan Lanning is going to be able to make the adjustments and get pressure on McCarthy and McNamara and to corral Corum and Haskins in the opening game? And then you start thinking about maybe Alabama in the national title game and that Georgia defense will stand and deliver for you. Derek's in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Derek.
Hey, bud. My question, and nobody's addressed it yet, you know, a couple weeks back, Kirby Smart talked about a few players having flu-like symptoms. I saw Jordan Davis gassed early in that game. Makes me wonder if Kirby just didn't say something about maybe our defense guys or some players on the field maybe having some corona symptoms or some flu-like symptoms and just didn't want to say it because he had to have them play in that game.
Nah, if that was the case, then Kirby would be in trouble. No, listen, and This is the thing, because Oren pointed this out to me. Those cats, like Jordan Davis and those guys, they weren't used to being out there that long. Like, you talk about, they were like, the offense put them in positions where they didn't do anything. They putting that defense back on the field. They're sustaining drives. And it was something where they talked about it during the game, how Coach Saban went hurry up. And they weren't allowed to get that. They weren't allowed to change personnel. They couldn't change personnel because they kept going tempo. That was the problem. Listen, and we talked about this, me and Oren. When you're a defensive lineman, as big as he is, and you're used to getting a consistent blow, and somebody takes that away from you. He was out there for like 6 or 7 plays at a time. He was gassed because I'm looking at it right. And listen. If he was in the pros, that would be no excuse for that, in my opinion. He's a young cat. That's the way that they ran the defense. That's the way that it was for them all year long. I was telling Oren, he got 24 days, man. If he listens, you better get on that Stairmaster, young fella, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to see that again. They're going to try to do that to you again. Don't be a liability in a situation like that. So do what you got to do. Go run you a little bit extra after practice or whatever you got to do. But that was a problem. That was a problem because they were gassed. They weren't used to being out there. And you know now how you're going to be attacked because that was the weakness. They couldn't keep it going. And that's why they were able to pick apart that secondary. Because the secondary had, I think they alluded to the fact all season long that they were making mistakes, but that defensive line was able to get pressure so they could hide those mistakes. So that was the biggest issue. I don't think it had anything to do with COVID. Hell, you just ain't used to being out there that long.
Yeah, well, that is not going to help your draft stock either, Hugh, because the NFL teams will see that.
Well, you know, John, he still can play. He just has to probably – they're probably telling me he probably need to drop a few and just get in better shape. That's it. That's all you got to do. You got 24 days, John. He can get in some kind of shape to weather that storm when he's out there. He can do that. He just got to start like yesterday. He better start like doing some Stairmaster after practice or something like that. But he can get his win up. He can get that. He can do that.
Nick's in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh. How much faith do you have that Georgia and Dan Lanning can adjust this defense and get back to enough dominating defense that they can win a national title? Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Thank you, guys. I the defense, I don't know about. The offense, I'm really up in air about it because looking at JT Daniels' third down passing and third down production and his production against the blitz, it just seems real obvious of where he stands versus Stetson Bennett in that situation. And in that situation, in that game, I saw numerous third downs. Stetson Bennett looked lost. He was standing there holding the ball, dancing around, and just really looking confused. To me, that's where JT Daniels excels, is it in that area. And everybody, you know, is saying, well, if JT was in there, what would be different? The thing I see that would immediately be different would be our third down production and the production against the blitz. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I think JT Daniels is the better quarterback here, and I think you want to play the better quarterback. And this is what I don't understand about Kirby. He just gets in his ways and thinks he can win his way, and his inability. We talked about this a couple of years ago. Remember, Hugh, we talked about the inability of Kirby to adjust, and we said that this offense had to evolve. Remember that discussion?
Yeah, and I remember. Yeah. I think I was on the other side of this with the running game or whatever, but yeah, I do remember that conversation, yes.
Yeah, and so he's going to have to get out of his comfort level. If he's going to you talked about it. Nick Saban is able to win. Now, look, if you look at the recent quarterbacks of Alabama, and they've all been great quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts was the only real runner. I mean, Bryce Young is still predominantly a pocket passer Mac Jones very much pocket passer, but they could still kind of move around enough to get away from, you know, the rush, and they can beat you with their feet a little bit. But they aren't, you know, they aren't Lamar Jackson out there running around. The fact is that they've been able to adjust their offense a little bit, you know, whoever to fit the quarterback here. So if that's what you have to do, then adjust to fit JT Daniels. And if you have to go out and get a dual threat, then run RPO. Then you go out and get a dual threat and run RPO. But you got to be able to adjust. You can't. It's like square peg round hole here with Kirby Smart when it comes to the offense. I'm going to run my offense, and you better fit it. I don't know that works, Hugh. I just don't.
See, and I'm still – see, this is the thing that I don't think people understand about playing quarterback. Offense, everything that offenses do – it's timing, John. It's timing. So this is the part that like people calling in talking about, well, JT could have did this and that. JT ain't played in how many weeks? Like several.
Well, I mean, played a lot. I mean, obviously he played a little.
He has not been the primary for several weeks, John. That timing that he has with that offense, with coupled with the fact that that defense was showing him different things and putting pressure on him, you can't say definitively that he was going to go out there and be able to make throws, those timely throws that he had to make in that situation.
All right, whose fault is it that he doesn't have the timing? That would be Kirby, because you should have played him. Once you got up by Georgia Tech 14-0, you should have put him in and let him play three quarters.
Okay. Okay. I mean, because I can see this one right here. Y'all, no matter how I explain it, y'all, nobody's catching what I'm saying. But, okay. I mean, because it's one of those things where that's a tough spot to put a quarterback in that has not been in that pressure situation ever.
Well, he's been a starting quarterback at USC, been a starting quarterback at Georgia.
John. I mean, okay. What was Georgia's defensive ranking coming here? Seventh, right? What was the best ranked defense that they played against this year?
Clemson, probably.
Okay. And what did he do against them?
Well, okay, now I'm going to defend that too, and I think we had, you know, a pretty darn good answer. You know, when you played Clemson, you had, you know, no George Pickens, you had true freshmen out there in, you know, guys like Mitchell and Bowers and McConkey, who was a greenhorn. So, I mean, and those guys have grown up over the course of the year.
And I'm going to say this because Abe just went, you know, Abe is over there chomping at the bit because he wanted to be in this argument as well. Abe just said something. If to your point, John, if that, okay, say for instance, you felt like he was going to be the better QB, correct?
Correct.
If you know you're going to see Alabama again, why not put him in the game to get him ready for that?
Well, I agree. Why not? All right, I'm in total agreement. Why wouldn't you have made that adjustment in the middle of the – and the fact that they never even considered it says everything. You never even considered
Listen.
I would have had him in. I would have had him in early. I would have had him in early third quarter.
Georgia fans, I'm talking to y'all. Orin, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to all Georgia. Listen, we need to pull for Cincinnati, man. I'm telling you. That's the only recourse that we have left, because our coach, Kirby Smart, Coach Smart has already told us what he ain't about to do. He ain't about to do it.
This he ain't about to become Nick Saban. Alabama's struggling against Georgia, and Nick Saban yanks Tua and puts yanks Jalen Hurts, puts Tua in, right, and they win the game. Alabama's struggling against Georgia, and Nick Saban yanks Tua and puts Jalen in. Alabama wins the game.
And Roy Lee says Jordan Davis out there looking like he was auditioning for Disorderlies too. That ain't right.
Trevor Schlenk is joining us next live. We'll talk to the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks after that win on the road in cold Minneapolis last night. Where does he stand as we get ready for the here come KD and the Nets into town this Friday? We'll talk to him live next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Trey will bring it back out now. Wisely gets it across to Kevin Huerter. In the corner they go, Timmy Cabarrot, and he hits another three. Timmy Cabarrot has 18 points. He's got 6 3-pointers. Hawks lead 72-56.
Yeah, the Hawks needed a little TLC last night in a lot of ways, and they got it. Timothy Luau Cabarrot, 23 points, and stepping up for this team as the Hawks had a franchise record 25 three-pointers made in a win over the Timberwolves. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, Time the Game. Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks on the WaveForward.com hotline. Talk a little bit about the Hawks ahead of this showdown against Brooklyn on Friday. Hey, Travis.
Trav.
Morning, gentlemen.
How you doing this
morning?
What's going
on?
Oh, nothing much, man.
Well,
wait, what you got, Trav? We kind of messed that up a little bit. Let's start over. Good morning, Trav. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. You?
I'm pretty good, man. I can't complain. So, how pleased was it for you to get that win last night? And how cold was it? Are you up there, Trav? Was it cold?
It was cold. I am not there. I'm actually on my way to the airport now. I'm going ahead into New York City this evening for the Jimmy V.
Oh, that's a good time. That's a good time right there. But it's gonna be cold in New York too, though, Trav. It's gonna be cold up there.
Yeah, not as cold as Minnesota though.
Minnesota ain't no joke. Minnesota's cold, cold.
I know that we have a lot to talk about with the Hawks, but if we can, look, the shorthanded Hawks, you guys are really, really shorthanded. And I know that we like to go over some of the status of some of the players, but you have five guys here that are certainly not being able to play right now. And I'd like you to kind of, you know, give me the quick, thumbnail on each of those if we can go down the list here, Travis, if you'd help me out. Where do we stand with Bogut?
Yeah. He's progressing along. He's back on the court just doing some shooting now. You know, he just had a sprained ankle. The timeline still remains the same, 2.5-3 weeks. Hopefully he'll be back. But, he's progressing. But, it's just, it takes time for those ankles.
All right. How about Cam?
Cam had the flu last week, good old fashioned flu, not COVID or anything like that. So it kind of set him back a little bit. Because we've had so many games, he hasn't had a chance to, get on the floor and get up and down. And he's still dealing with his wrist a little bit too. So hopefully by the time we get to Friday, he'll have a chance to get a couple practices, get his wind back, and hopefully his wrist can, continue to heal.
How about Solo?
Solo, unfortunately, he got his hamstring pretty good, so it might be quite a while here. He got an MRI the other day, and it looks like, he actually kind of tore the hamstring off the bone, so it's going to be a long process for him, unfortunately.
Ooh, ow, tore the hamstring off the bone, ow, Solomon Hill going to be out for a while. Okay, that's not good. Hunter.
Dre's coming along good. They've been able to take the cast off the wrist this week, and he's got a brace on there now, and he's takes it off to do his rehab, so he's progressing well. So we've moved past the first stage with him onto the second stage, which is actually starting to build strength back up in the wrist.
Man, finally, we were hearing from you that Okongwu might be at College Park soon. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, he went down there yesterday and practiced with them. He'll get in another practice with them today. by all accounts, looked good yesterday in the practice, other than obviously a little winded getting up and down. But, you know, that's one of the big reasons why we have College Park. So when we have guys coming back from injuries, as you guys know, we don't get up and down a lot in practice because, you know, the guys getting heavy minutes, you know, we try to save their legs for the game. So, you know, having College Park here and having him be able to go down there and, you know, get a full practice is, you know, invaluable for us. So, you know, the plan is for him to get a couple more practices in there, and then hopefully, you know, we'll get him back up here and he'll be available for us.
Yeah, Solomon Hill news is not good. We have so many injuries here on the shorthand. I mean, when you're talking those five guys, Bogey, Reddish, Hill, Okongwu, Hunter, at different stages and different injuries here, how difficult has this been for you? I mean, you got a big game last night from TLC. You're counting on a lot of guys that maybe you weren't thinking that you would have to count on at the beginning of the year suddenly.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, that's why we try to have as deep a roster as we possibly can. You know, the injuries happen throughout the year. You know, guys sprain ankles, guys, you know, twist different muscles, and you know, it's a grind the NBA season. So, you know, TLC, you know, was called upon and he was ready and to step in, and you know, he's been doing great for us. You know, but hopefully we'll start getting some of our regular guys back here in the next few weeks.
Speaking of some of your regular guys, Danilo Gallo, looks like he's been balling as of late. What have you seen from him in the last three games?
Yeah, you know, Gallo, you know, came into camp late. You know, he played in the Olympics this year. I think, you know, listen, the one thing Gallo's going to be able to do when he's, you know, 60 years old is make jump shots. You know, he's just, you know, I think it just took him a while to get his legs underneath him. And as you said, he's really been shooting the ball well of late. So, you know, his game, you know, is not based on athleticism, obviously. And so he's going to be able to be an effective player for many more years, probably still.
Well, certainly, you know, a good night last night, 25 three-pointers. Not to bring up a sore subject here, Travis. Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks on the WadeFord.com hotline. But I want to go back to the two losses over the weekend, how disappointing they were, Philadelphia and Charlotte. And you know, what does Coach Mack say about, you know, just finishing games again? Because, that you know, you finish games and suddenly, you're in a different spot here this morning.
Yeah, listen, no question. The two games over the weekend, you know, obviously the Philly game, only getting 9 points in the fourth quarter and, you know, feeling like we're in pretty good control of that game all the way up until the last, you know, really 3 minutes. I think we even had a 6-point lead to go with 3 minutes to go in the game, or 5-point lead. And, you know, we were unable to seal the deal. You know, it's obviously disappointing. Philly's a good defensive team, no doubt about it. But, you know, we feel like with the offensive firepower we have, we should be getting more than 9 points in a quarter. And then, you know, kind of the converse of that is, you know, what happens Sunday? You know, Sunday again, you know, we get a lead, you know, midway through the fourth quarter versus Charlotte. And, you know, two teams obviously, you know, shooting the ball very well. And, you know, we just feel like we didn't make the Charlotte guys uncomfortable when they had the ball. You know, we were giving them a step or two maybe, and, you know, every shot, you know, just rise up, easy shot. And, you know, they played well. They shot the ball well. You know, obviously we did too, but, you know, we've just got to make guys more uncomfortable defensively in a game like that. And, you know, the Sixers game was kind of the exact opposite. It was more of a grinded out, low tempo game. And, you know, certainly you have to be able to play both styles if you want to be successful in this league.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, as they get ready for Brooklyn on Friday night, 13-12. It is still really close. I mean, to give you an idea how close it is, I think one game separates you from being in like fourth place in the East. And we talked about how, you know, every game is going to count so much. And especially when you get into games, and it's nice to beat Minnesota on the road, but a game like Brooklyn on Friday night, I mean, conference game, you know, we're talking about, you know, all the implications, you know, moving forward. Everybody likes to point to the last month of the season, but these games count just as much. You know, when we get down to, you know, April and May, these games that you play now in November, December, January are going to be as impactful as those.
Yeah, no question, if not more impactful. You know, you talk about just the Charlotte and Philly game that we dropped at home. We're a half game behind both of those teams right now, but now Philly's beaten us twice when you get into tiebreaker situations, and Charlotte's a division opponent, and, you know, we're 1-1 versus them this year. But, You know, to your point, when you look at it, you know, we're in the last play-in spot, I think 10th right now currently, by a game over the Knicks. And, you know, we're four games out of first with, you know, 60 games to go. So there's certainly a lot of basketball in front of us. But I think what we're seeing is just the depth in the Eastern Conference this year. You know, it's going to be a dogfight all the way to the end, and certainly every conference division game, you know, that they hold extra meeting, and you know, we've got to show a greater sense of urgency. I think, you know, the one thing of those two games that we dropped, it just, you know, we're just way too casual out there. You know, we have to take every possession from, you know, the first quarter all the way to the fourth quarter more seriously collectively as a group. It feels like.
So Trav, you're going to New York for the Jimmy V Foundation. So what does your day basically consist of when you get there?
I sit in a cab for about an hour to get down to Manhattan.
I mean, when you actually get there and some of the festivities that are going on.
Oh no, there are no festivities going on. I get to my hotel room. I'll probably type up some notes from the games that I'm going to watch on the plane, and then I'm going to walk 10 blocks to the Garden and go back to my room, go to bed, and get up and get in that cab. And it'll only be about 30 minutes getting out, so that's a positive.
Oh, okay. So we going. You scout. You're going to look at some potential Hawks.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So you're going to make the team better. You're going to go, okay. You're going to
well, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah.
By the way, who's playing?
Tonight, Syracuse is playing Villanova, and then Texas Tech is playing Tennessee.
So you're going to see everybody named Boeheim, is what you're saying. Like 19 people named Boeheim.
Yeah, I think he's got it. Yeah, he's got his whole family on the team this year.
No kidding. Hey, but with those kids, those Boeheim boys, they can shoot, though. I'll tell you, they can knock down some threes, those two. So, yeah, you get a chance to see them. All right, that's good. Well, appreciate it, Travis. Enjoy your trip. Safe travels up to New York, and hopefully we can see you Friday night and get a win against Brooklyn. Thanks much.
All right, sounds good, guys. See
you. Have a good one.
Travis Link, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hawks and the Brooklyn Nets, State Farm Arena, Friday night showdown against KD and company as the Hawks try to build on this 25-3-pointer night they had against the Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, we continue in the next hour. Harry Douglas on the Atlanta Falcons and more. It's all ahead on The Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 90, John the Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're here with John and you on Sports Radio 90.9. The Game. Hawks get some time. Thanks to Travis Schlenk here as he goes up to New York to the Jimmy V. We're taking a few minutes this morning. Hawks get some much-needed rest this week. They don't have to play again until Friday night. That NBA season is a grind. Hugh, I know you were a professional athlete, but can you imagine?
It's something different in the NBA, though. Yeah, that NBA is something different.
Yeah, I guess the same is true of the NHL. You know, baseball, you fly into a town, you stay
two, three, four days,
right.
And then you leave.
Right. Football, you fly in, you stay a couple of days, you play a game, you leave. Basketball, you go in, you fly in, you get up and down, up and down, up and down. You know, you that would drive me insane. For the Hawks, boy, that news about Solo, I mean, the hamstring came away from the bone. Ow. That doesn't sound good. And Solomon Hill's a key guy, too. So, Hawks are out there playing shorthanded.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, it does sound painful, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds really
painful. Zeke Love saying, I wonder with all the Hawks injuries, Hawks first pick Johnson not getting playing time. Yeah, Jalen Johnson out of Duke, I think he's back down at College Park. Look, I trust Coach Mack. If Coach Mack doesn't think he's ready, you're not going to see the court. So, I mean, I think we have to have a lot of faith that Coach Mack's going to be tested, Hugh. I mean, no Bogey, no Cam, no Solo, no Hunter, no Okongwu. I mean, that's a lot. Hugh, you could have all the depth you want. There goes your depth.
But the good thing about it, John, is they've been through this before. I mean, it's something different, though. You know, but they've been, as far as, you know, injuries and weathering the storm until they get healthy – they've been through this road before. So it's not like these are waters that he's never had to navigate. So, I mean, it's never good to have that many people hurt. But with that being said, Coach McMillan knows how to navigate it.
Yeah, and this is going to be some interesting waters to navigate, and it's going to be tight all the way through. And that's why when you gave up games like you did to Philadelphia and Charlotte, and you could hear it in Travis Schlenk's, you know, discussion and the way he was phrasing it about, you know, his disappointment here, because these games matter. You're 0-2 against Philadelphia, and these are things that at the end of the year we're talking about home court advantage in the playoffs and things of that nature. Now, granted, the Hawks did not have home court advantage against the Knicks or the Sixers last year. That mattered the Bucks, of course. You know, Trey got injured, but and they still managed to win the series. Yet at the same time, boy, it would be nice to have home court advantage. It'd be real nice. And this team has a shot. Again, they're one win out of fourth place. So if they can somehow get healthy over the course of the year and make a run again, and maybe really it's, you know, I'm not panicking or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, hopefully you can get. Now I don't know how long Solomon Hill's going to be out.
A while.
Yeah, a while. That's what he said, a while. That sounds like long term. Bogey back in a couple of weeks. Cam's back this week. Okongwu looks like he's back by Christmas. Hunter, you know, maybe by the All-Star break. That after the All-Star break, maybe you can get, you know, what amounts to your team. Boy, can we get DeAndre Hunter to be healthy? I mean, Hugh, that's just...
That's a tough one right there. Yeah. Because, you know, it's looking at, like, you know, you... like injury prone a little bit. So yeah, you want to get everybody healthy. But hey, like I said, John, you've been on this road before. You just got to get it done. Got to suck it up and play through it.
And you know, this is a shooting team and 25 three-pointers last night. So we'll keep our eyes again. The Hawks take on the Brooklyn Nets Friday night, and we'll be looking ahead to that game a little bit later in the week here. Been discussing today about Georgia. Been a lot of talk and a lot of chatter on our Twitter, Hugh, about Georgia and about their offense and their defense. I mean, just generally, Hugh, now that you have this reset here going to the playoffs, just broadly here, I don't want to talk about quarterbacks or defenses or anything, just broadly here. I look at Michigan and I see how they play. I look at Georgia and see how they play. I like Georgia's chances in this game.
Against Michigan?
Yeah.
I do too. But, again, you've seen somewhat of a blueprint of how to beat Georgia. They're offensively challenged, John, and I would probably say from looking at some of the, you know, just talking to different people over the last couple of days and looking at some of what's being said about the upcoming game, the strength of Michigan is their defense. They got a pretty good defense. They got a pretty stout defense. That's going to be a problem. This is where I feel like the 17-point rule comes into play when it comes to Georgia. Because, you know, you've been beating up on lesser squads, and your defense has been, you know, killing folks and things like that. So your offense has not had to work as hard. They might have to work in this game. And with that being said, you know, Michigan has a pretty good offensive line. They figure out a way to block and put some points on the board. This might be Alabama all over again. I'm not, like, to be honest, I don't think that's going to happen. But that's going to be the game plan because, you know, Michigan can run the ball. They figure out a way to run the ball and be able to eat up some of that clock and play with that defense. You might get the game, you might have a game that you thought you were going to get this weekend with a low-scoring game. You might get that, but, again, does anybody feel comfortable with Georgia scoring, being able to score 30 points? Can anybody sit there and say that against a, you know, a good defense?
Yeah, yeah, I can. I think so. Sure, against Michigan, yeah, I think so. I've seen Michigan enough. Their defense is good. It's got a really good pass rush. I think you can run the ball on them. I think Georgia will have success. They should be able to run for over 200 on them. So I think they'll have success running the football, having watched Michigan a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that they'll, you know, Cook will have a much better game. Zeus will have a much better
game. And with that being said, John, Michigan, they got some pretty decent receivers, don't they? And
yeah,
it
isn't that they don't have decent receivers. I think, you know, McNamara is an okay quarterback.
But this is the thing, John.
It's just it. He's just an okay
quarterback. If you know that you can confuse – if you can confuse that secondary like they were confused, you got a shot. That's all you're looking for.
Look, there's no question that Georgia has to do a much better job of putting pressure on the quarterback. Yeah, that has to happen.
You got a shot.
Yeah, no, they have to be back to having – you know, Walker and Dean and guys like that, you know, and certainly Jordan, but Walker and Dean. And, you know, I wonder how much, you know, they miss Adam Anderson, you know, in all of this.
Probably a lot. You're talking about cover guys and who is it? Ringo. Ringo's not that fast. Like, he got ran by. Akili, he got ran by a couple times. He got, like, so – I don't know if Michigan has any receivers that could do that, but that's a little bit of a problem, because if they kill you in zone, John, if you get killed in zone again, mm-hmm. and you have to go man,
right?
You know, like, might be kind of tough. But again,
well, yeah, the first order of business against Michigan is you got to make them one dimensional. Yeah, you got to make them throw the ball.
I got to get that pass. What's going on?
Yeah, well, and you got to the Michigan wants to run Haskins and Corum. They want to run the football down your throat. Michigan and Georgia, in a lot of ways, are similar offensively. At least with Stetson Bennett, they're similar. They're not a vertical passing team. They are a possession passing team, run the football. And that's what Georgia is. And so, I mean, to the degree that they get vertical, it's once or twice a game, like Georgia. And if you get big plays, they tend to be over the middle, and somebody just breaks free. So that's kind of Michigan's offense, you know, mirrors. These two teams mirror each other in a lot of ways. So they're kind of similar ball clubs. So in that regard, and Hutchinson is a handful. Look, Aiden Hutchinson, who's going to go to New York for the Heisman. If you haven't watched Michigan play, number 97, there are three rush ends in the top of this draft that are tremendous football players: Kalen Thibodeau, George Karlaftis, and Aiden Hutchinson. And Thibodeau is a monster.
You don't like the dude from Oregon?
Huh?
You don't like him?
I like Thibodeau. I mean, I like all these guys.
Okay.
I mean, Karlaftis at Purdue is another guy you haven't seen. But George Karlaftis is – I think he's as good as Aiden Hutchinson. I love Aiden Hutchinson, but Karlaftis is a game wrecker out there. So, I mean, he's a guy that I – the Falcons aren't going to have a chance to draft any of these guys. So, it's not – you know, they're going to be more in the area where and not that it's a bad area to be in, but, you know, kind of looking where the Falcons might be at the draft, they'll probably be closer to Jordan Davis and Will Anderson. Will Anderson might be there. I mean, that might be a guy that they could snag you. So he might be in that kind of middle part of that first round. So who knows if they're even going defense. They may go offensive line.
Man, they better go.
I have no idea where they're going.
Man, they better go. They better get some defensive players up in this piece. They better get some help for Grady J. Grady J ain't getting no younger, man.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't getting no younger.
Yeah, well, that's Marlon Davidson here. You know, how much, you know, you're getting to get a
chance,
Marlon.
He's getting better. He's definitely getting better.
Now, here's your opportunity, Marlon, to earn your spot in the next five games. You know, make your presence known. And you made a great play. It was a great play. Hey, listen, I'll give you credit for that. Nobody could take that away from you. You got a highlight that you can always hang on to. Now you got to build on it. With Georgia and Michigan, it'll be interesting. Alabama and Cincinnati, my first blush on this, Hugh, is Cincinnati beat Notre Dame. I watched that whole game. I watched them play Houston. I watched them a couple other times during the year. Saw them play Georgia last year in the Peach Bowl. Luke Fickell's a good coach. They've got talent on offense. They've got a lot of talent on offense. Their defense, I don't know how they're stopping Alabama.
It's going to probably be a high-scoring game, but there's a method to that. You know, you can get after the quarterback a little bit. Cincinnati can run the ball a little bit too.
Cincinnati can score.
Yeah, they can score. They can score the points. So it might be one of them games, John, where it might be a shootout.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of want to make.
This is the biggest thing that I'm concerned about when you got the group of five team that plays a power five team is the depth. The depth always comes into play. Now, you might have Cincinnati come out, say, for instance, the game go, and they might jump out on Alabama. Realistically, I don't see that happening, but it could happen. But that second half, when Alabama start rolling out different groupings and pairings of five-star recruits and things of that nature, that's when the game gets out of hand.
Yeah, you think you're catching Alabama slipping and looking ahead to, you know, a national title game in Indianapolis? Probably not. Morning show with John and you. In the next hour, Harry Douglas will jump in and we'll talk to Harry about the NFL and what he's seeing. We'll get his thoughts about college football as well. And your chance to win stuff is around the corner. And Hughes World, all ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90, time of the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.